Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Sounds from what some people are saying, 10,000 or more protesters in New York City on Sunday protesting the plans to build a mosque, not just any old mosque, but a 13-story mosque, a huge mosque, near Ground Zero. This has outraged many. You heard the sounds of the protest. What is the message being sent here by Islam in America and elsewhere by the building of a mosque at Ground Zero? Joining us to talk about this, Pamela Geller. She's a regular guest, founder, editor, and publisher of AtlasShrugs.com. She's executive director of Stop Islamization of America and co-author of the book, The Post-American Presidency. Pamela, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd, for having me.
The protest over the planned construction of a rather large mosque there near Ground Zero, of course, is news. Some might ask, if not a mosque, what should be built on that site?
Well, the idea of a 13-story mega mosque 600 feet from Ground Zero is insulting and humiliating. It's another attack. Clearly, a better idea if it was outreach, plurality, and building bridges might be perhaps a memorial to the hundreds of millions of victims of over a millennium of jihadi wars, cultural annihilations, land appropriations, and enslavements, or at least a memorial to the 9/11 victims. If it was indeed just a community center like the 92nd Street Y or YMCA, why a mosque? There's no synagogue at the 92nd Street Y or church at the YWCA. And if it's a outreach, as it were, interfaith outreach, why not a mosque on one floor, a church on another floor, or a synagogue on the third floor? We know that it is an Islamic pattern as a symbol of victory to build enormous mosques on the cherished sites of conquered lands. And again, if you saw the rally that Robert Spencer and I organized on Sunday, close to 10,000 people showed up. Every stripe, every color, every religion. This is wrong. Fundamentally, it's wrong. Why there?
How does this planned construction of a mosque fit into what you and Robert Spencer are deeply concerned about, and that is the Islamization of America?
Well, we believe that there should be a separation of mosque and state. And the Stop the Islamization of America organization is devoted to freedom of speech, religious liberties, and equal rights for all. No special rights for special classes. And that means no Muslim foot baths in universities and at airports. That means no more masking of the workplace where you're instituted into the union contract prayer times for the Muslims, but forcing non-Muslim workers, mainly Hispanics, by the way, who are very much against it, to lengthen their day because they have to accommodate the 5 daily prayer times. We don't believe in Muslim prayer in public schools. We don't believe in advocating for Sharia or Islamic finance, which was done after the United States government nationalized many of the banks. The U.S. Treasury Department was offering seminars a week later in Sharia finance. So it's happening. There's sort of an academic jihad, an economic jihad, a cultural jihad, a social jihad, a political jihad, and we believe in Americanizing Islam, not Islamicizing America.
Well, when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Pamela Geller, founder, editor, and publisher of AtlasShrugs.com, executive director of Stop Islamization of America, and co-author of the book, The Post-American Presidency. What I want to know when we come back is, you would think that after 9/11, and this seems like a long time ago, but it really wasn't so long ago, after a specifically Islamic terrorist attack, not just one, but several simultaneously, and several that have followed on a smaller scale in the years hence, you would think that Islam would not be treated with the kind of, deference perhaps even preference, that it has been. Maybe it's political correctness. Who knows what it is? But I was actually kind of surprised to see that Islam has enjoyed less scrutiny, not only in the public media, but in the academy and elsewhere, less scrutiny after 9/11 than it had to endure before 9/11. How do you explain this? I'll get Pamela Geller's answer to that on the other side of the break. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is a great book. It's a picture book, but it's not only for kids, it's for adults as well. It's called The Work of His Hands. It is a book written by an astronaut that looks down upon Earth from the astronaut's point of view. It's a great book about God's work of creation. Find out more about the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, The Work of His Hands, from Concordia Publishing House, by going to our website, issuesetc.org, or calling Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040,
1-800-325-3040. Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. issuesetc.org. Stay connected. issuesetc.org.
What can a view from space teach us about God's care for His creation, His wisdom in ordering the universe, and the goodness of divine providence? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is titled The Work of His Hands. It's written by astronaut Jeffrey Williams. Colonel Williams spent 6 months aboard the International Space Station. You can purchase The Work of His Hands by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Work of His Hands.
Lutheran Radio in Exile. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Check out the new Issues Etc. YouTube video, A Cloud of Witnesses.
What went for Mary, the angel speaks in her ear and changes who she is precisely what happens to every Christian. The Lord speaks and He changes you.
James is a great example to us of sober-minded churchmanship.
The cross looms over all of John's ministry. It's about the cross, the Lamb of God.
We see in Nicholas his love of Jesus Christ acting out in mercy for his neighbors. And we see a role model there that we can imitate.
The church, when she sets the day aside to remember St. Elizabeth, is remembering this shining light of benevolent charity and humility.
It's not a popular position, you know, to stand for true doctrine, and yet that's what Ambrose does.
You can watch A Cloud of Witnesses, our new YouTube video, under the support page at issuesetc.org. Historic, authentic Christian radio. Issues, etc.
Welcome back to Issues, etc. 10 more minutes with Pamela Geller. We're talking about a recent protest. It was on Sunday in New York City that some say over 10,000 people gathered to protest the construction, the planned construction of a mosque near Ground Zero. Pamela, what I'm wondering about is after 9/11, why has Islam been treated with such deference? Some might even say treated with preference here in America.
Well, Islam is a supremacist religion. And what you're suffering, what we as a collectively, as a nation, are suffering from is a stealth jihad. We are being exploited for our tolerance, our multiculturalism, our political correctness. And they use freedom of speech, for example, to stifle freedom of speech. I was asked to speak to a coalition of Tea Parties down in Tennessee, something like 152 Tea Parties, and the unindicted co-conspirator, Hamas-linked Muslim Brotherhood Front CARE, demanded that my invitation be revoked, much the way they did with the righteous and pious Franklin Graham when he was supposed to speak at the Pentagon for National Prayer Day. Now, the Pentagon, the greatest superpower military in the world, revoked disinvited the righteous Franklin Graham. The Tea Party Coalition in Tennessee said, you're a hate group, and we're honored to have Pamela Geller. So, you see, it seems that we've been infiltrated at the senior level of DOD, DOS, the executive branch. There's a lot of deception that's going on, even with this mosque. There's a lot of deception, and deception in Islam is called taqiyya. And you are mandated by the Quran to practice taqiyya, to practice deception, which is lying to advance Islam. And when they say that it's, you know, that the imam advocates for tolerance, it's in his book that he's an advocate of Sharia law, which is radically intolerant. He's been very shady on the financing. He spent $5 million to buy a building that, by the way, has a piece of the plane in it. It has a piece of the landing gear from one of the planes that went into the World Trade Center. They're praying next to it. I mean, that building should be declared a war memorial. It should be designated a war memorial like Pearl Harbor and Gettysburg. It should not be a mosque. And again, if you saw some of the pictures in the video of our rally on Sunday, all of the 9/11 families were lined up with pictures of their loved ones. And when you consider the hypersensitivity of the Muslim world, you can't run the Danish cartoons, Comedy Central can't run Muhammad in a little bear suit. They couldn't even say the word Muhammad. It was bleeped out. So we have this hypersensitivity because Sharia law says you cannot defame or insult Islam. Here you have an entire nation, by and large, a huge outcry against this mosque, and we're being called intolerant merely because we're expressing our feelings. This country was attacked, and we feel building a shrine to the very ideology that inspired those attacks is a humiliation, it is a surrender, it is an insult. And if there's some reciprocity to this mutual understanding and this mutual respect, they would withdraw these plans.
Finally, then, before we let you go, tell us a little bit about the Leaving Islam campaign.
Well, the Leaving Islam campaign is a bus ad campaign that SIA, Stop Islamization of America, undertook when I had been following Rivka Barry, who was a Christian convert teenager out of Islam. Her mosque had spied on her and called her parents and said, she's a Christian convert, you better straighten her out or else. And she ran away because her father threatened to kill her, which, by the way, is the punishment for apostasy, which is conversion out of Islam. Apostasy is punishable by death. He threatened to kill her, and she ran away as far as she could. She got to Florida, where, of course, she was pursued and persecuted as if she was a serial killer. And here you see runaways all the time in America. They're selling their bodies. They're selling drugs. Nobody goes after them. But this girl was pursued like the worst kind of criminal. And I was down in Florida covering her trial to return her to her family, and I would see these buses that say, you know, inviting people to Islam, inviting people to convert. You know, God questions, get answers. Why Islam? Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Jesus, and Muhammad, because the perception in Islam is these are fake religions, and all these people, Moses, Jesus, and were Muslims, and it was revealed to Muhammad. Anyway, when I saw those ads, and I was covering Rivka Barry and watching how this kid was persecuted, I said, what about people that want to leave Islam? What about them? So that's how it started, and I bought these bus ads, and of course, in Florida, they were up 4 hours, and the unindicted co-conspirator, CARE, demanded they be taken down, and they were. They were taken down for about 12 hours, and I said, this is for a freedom of speech issue. You ran the inviting to Islam ads. Why are apostates any less important? No special rights for special classes. So they went back up with an additional 20 at 50% off. In New York, they ran, and I have to tell you something, Todd, as soon as they went up, there was media at my door. I mean, I was on television 24/7 because, once again, I was, you know, charged with it being offensive to Muslims. And I said I didn't believe that. I didn't believe that Muslim Americans were against freedom of religion. And I think that anybody that opposes those bus ads are advocating for the killing of apostates. Those ads weren't, it didn't say leave Islam with an exclamation point. It said, leaving Islam with a question mark. Is your family threatening you? Is there a fatwa on your head? Go to refugefromislam.com. And when you go to that website, there are places for you to go to. There are apostates to speak to, resources, safe houses. We've added about 50 safe houses to this network. It's been enormously successful because of the media. I have to say, my 20 buses out of 7,000, you know, I couldn't have done it really without them. It's been an enormously successful campaign. Of course, the Islamic supremacists are very much against it, but I have gotten a good deal of mail from Muslims thanking me, secretly, of course. A couple said I could go on the record with their comments, but of course I understand why they can't, because it's not just a crime against your family. It's a crime against the Ummah. It's a crime against the entire global Muslim community. And these are things that are not being discussed. If I ran an ad for domestic violence, you know, women that are being abused, would I have gotten this publicity? Or if I had run an ad for Jews for Jesus, would I have gotten this? Or for atheism, would I have gotten this kind of publicity? No, which is indicative to me of how sick the society is and how we have subdued ourselves and subjugated ourselves to Islamic supremacism. It has to stop. And SIA, Stop Islamization of America, fights this. Is trying to fight the Islamization of America, literally the masking of the workplace, you know, the Islamic charter schools. That's your taxpayer dollars at work paying for madrasas. All these things are happening. The media is not covering it, but people are beginning to see it. Not imperceptibly, but perceptibly in the daily social fabric of their lives. And I have to tell you something. America, the idea of America, is individual rights, which, by the way, is the complete opposite of Sharia, of Islamic law. And the what we need to understand about Islam is that it's a complete system. It's political, it's social, it's cultural, it's academic, it's dietary. Everything is under Sharia, under Islamic law. And we have to fight because it's foreign law, and we have to fight to make sure. And it's a fight. You're fighting for your basic, unalienable rights, that it does not creep and seep into the American system, judicial system, culture, as we see happening at rapid speed in Europe. If you want to see what America will look like at the rate she's going in 5 to 10 years, just look at Europe.
Pamela Geller is founder, editor, and publisher of AtlasShrugs.com, executive director of Stop Islamization of America, co-author of the book, The Post-American Presidency. Thank you very much, Pamela.
Todd, thank you so much for having me.
Folks, you can help us defend the faith and teach the truth by making a tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember to make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, or you can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. That's our website, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the teachings of the Word Faith movement. We'll talk about Kenneth Copeland. Oh, well, even Joel Osteen, although he masks it pretty well under a smiling face. Does God expect you to be healthy and wealthy if you're a Christian? We'll answer that question with Rob Bowman of the Institute for Religious Research tomorrow on Issues Etc. There's no doubt about it. We are facing, with radical Islam worldwide, a totalitarian ideal. Even those who will not pin this on Islam generally, like our leaders here in the United States, will recognize that what we face is a totalitarian ideal. They have never worked, by the way, and Islam's is certain to be a failure as well, but that does not mean that totalitarianism has not done unspeakable, incalculable damage along its way to failure. So if it symbolizes to the totalitarian Islamic ideal that they have won a small victory, a small toehold here in the West by destroying our way of life, by building a mosque in New York City where their damage was done. We should do what we do with all totalitarianism. Resist it. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.